speaks out. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. At least 5 people were killed and 18 others injured during a shooting inside Club Q in Colorado Springs this weekend. Police praising Army veteran Rich Fierro for taking down the gunman, likely preventing him from shooting more people. Here's Fierro telling reporters outside his Colorado Springs home that his military training is what caused him to subdue the shooter.
I saw him and I went and got him. And when I pulled him down, I told him I was hitting him. I want to kill you, guy.
One of the club's entertainers, Thomas James, reportedly stuffed a shoe into the gunman's mouth. A memorial service was held Monday for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin, one of the 4 University of Idaho students that was fatally stabbed in an off-campus home just over a week ago. Meanwhile, police are asking for the public's help in the investigation. Fox's Dan Springer has more.
They're now asking for everyone in a large surrounding area to check surveillance cameras for possible evidence. Police now say the 911 call came from the phone of one of the roommates who was in the house at the time of the slayings and unhurt. Police also say several other people were in the house before the first cops arrived. They thought their friends had just passed out. They are not under suspicion, but police still believe there was a specific target. The victims likely attacked while they slept.
Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno leaving a burn clinic Monday, where he was receiving treatment. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
Comedian Jay Leno released from the Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles County. The 72-year-old receiving treatment at the facility for 10 days after suffering serious burns to his face, chest, and hands from a blaze that ignited earlier this month while he was working on a vintage car in a garage. A photo shows the former Tonight Show host posing with staff at the clinic.
Leno's doctor said in a statement that he believes Leno will make a full recovery. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot drawing criticism after her tweet about the Colorado Springs shooting that has been called tone-deaf by many critics. Fox's Laura Engel reporting.
On Sunday, Lightfoot tweeted, "I'm sick of this. How many people need to be murdered? How many lives torn apart until it actually stops? We don't have to live like this, and we don't have to die like this." Homicides in Chicago rose to their highest number in 25 years in 2021, according to police department records, outpacing New York City and Los Angeles. In light of those statistics, Lightfoot detractors were quick to push back. Conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell tweeting one of the responses, writing, "I'm not sure, but it seems like you might be in a position to do something about murders in Chicago."
The attorney for the man accused of crashing into dozens of Los Angeles deputy recruits says it was just a tragic accident. Fox's Jack Callahan has details.
Nicholas Gutierrez, the driver who police say ran into a group of recruits on a training run in suburban L.A. last week, simply fell asleep at the wheel and then veered into them. That from his attorney, Alexandra Kazarian, who tells a Los Angeles TV station an in-depth investigation will confirm that Gutierrez is a hardworking young man who holds no animosity towards law enforcement, and this was absolutely a tragic accident. Initially arrested and charged with attempted murder, Gutierrez was later released. It will be up to the district attorney to decide whether he will be prosecuted.
The White House starting to look a lot like a winter wonderland.
A pair of Clydesdales pulling a carriage delivered in 18-foot fur from a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania to the front steps of the White House. First Lady Jill Biden received the tree with her 2-year-old grandson, Beau. The Christmas tree will be displayed in the Blue Room of the White House.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.